Greetings, everyone. It's my great pleasure to host an extraordinary talent on Cosmic Love today. Simone Adina is an international concert singer and recording artist who is as cosmic with her feeling of love in her voice as I aspire to be with the cosmic order of things in my writing. Simone has been singing around the U.S. and recently living in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, where I met her a few weeks ago at a fireman's bowl. At the very beginning of this benefit dance, this attractive lady came out on stage with no accompaniment and sang this beautiful rendition of God Bless America that just blew me away. It was so over the top, and I'm just going, ooh, this is really good. This lady, which would be Simone, happened to be at my same table, and being a cosmic dancing opportunist, I had to take her for a spin to see if she was for real, and I gotta say, I was really humbled to feel such grace in motion. Actually, everyone wanted to dance with Simone. She has a presence that flows in her dance as well as her singing, and I'm really delighted to have her here today. Simone, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Wow. Now I feel humbled.
Well, Simone, I'd like to introduce you with a sound file of your singing. Don, could you cue up the second file I sent you for her new CD called Once Upon a Time in the West? Let's see if that comes through now. I guess the music morphed into something else there, Simone, but at least the first part of the song was yours.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I wanted that to be an introduction, and I wanted, if you would, share your story of your journey that led up to your new CD and your work with sound healing and workshops and seminars.
Sure. Let me start a little bit at the beginning, because the listeners are probably wondering where my accent is from. And I was born in the Netherlands, and being a very shy girl, never thought that I would ever perform, because I was way too shy for that. And I did love singing along with the radio when I was a child. I knew all the songs by head. But then when I was 17, my mom, when I was singing along with one of the songs on the radio, she yelled at me. She said, "You're singing off key." And immediately, I felt very conscious of my voice. And I made that vow to myself that I would never sing in front of people again when somebody else could hear me. And I didn't. But then, you know, when I was 17, I met a wonderful man, Nico. And when I was 21, we immigrated to New Zealand together from the Netherlands. And after 5 wonderful years, Nico became very sick, and we discovered that he had a brain tumor.
Oh.
And he ended up in the hospital in a coma. And when he was in the coma, I suddenly felt this urge to sing for him. And so I did. And the nurse and I could see his heart rate go down, and we could see that he would become peaceful. Now, unfortunately, he did pass away after 1 month, and as you can imagine, I was 26, and my life was shattered. I really didn't know how to go on anymore. But in that time, it was my voice came out, and I just needed to sing. It was my way of expressing my pain, my fear, my anger, my frustration. And, you know, I remember singing along with Celine Dion, "My Heart Goes On," or Phil Collins, "Against All Odds." I mean, any song that I heard on the radio, I just had to sing along.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and I didn't realize at that time really what a healing effect it had, except that I knew I just needed to do that. So I started to sing, and I went to a karaoke bar, and the first night, I remember so clearly, I was so shy that by the end of the night, I was running to the bathroom 100 times, and by the end of the night, I still had not put my name on the piece of paper, and the bar closed. And so I went back again the following week, and the same story, and I was so nervous. And then it was almost closing time, and I realized if I don't put my name on that piece of paper right now, I might never sing. So I did, and I sang "I Will Survive." I thought that was very appropriate, and I did survive.
Karaoke to the rescue.
Exactly. And it was the start of a new journey in my life, really. And so I started going back, and, you know, became a little bit more comfortable with it. And then one of my dance partners, he heard me sing, and he told his father, who was president of the Rotary Club, about my singing. And then I was invited to sing for the Rotary Club for their annual meeting. And there, when I was singing, I saw people listening with their eyes closed, and I thought, wow, that gave me such an amazing feeling. And then all the compliments afterwards. And I decided then, you know what, I want to pursue a singing career. So I sold all my stuff in New Zealand. I moved back to Holland because, you know, New Zealand is a beautiful country, but we have more sheep than we have audience. So I thought it was better to move back to Holland, where we have more humans to listen to music. And I started entering talent competitions. And before I continue, actually, the song that you chose, it's really interesting that you chose that song, because, first of all, the trumpet that you heard on that song is my father.
Really?
And, yeah, and I was brought up listening to his beautiful trumpet sounds. So I came from a musical family. And then that song was one of Nico's, my fiancé's, his favorites, and that was actually played at the funeral.
Wow. Well,
so yeah,
it stood out for me on the on your new album, your new CD, and that's why I chose it to play on the show. I didn't know all this.
No, you did not, and it's interesting that you chose that. It's yeah, I had to record this song, and so in Holland I started doing talent competitions, and I started to be very successful at that, and Then I was nominated to represent my country at the World Championships of Performing Arts in Hollywood in 2001, where I went and I won a gold medal for a song that is on my previous album, Journey Through My Soul, and that song is called Don't Go Away, and I wrote the lyrics of that song after Nico died, and where I beg him not to leave me alone. Mm. And Journey Through My Soul is all about the journey that I made through my soul, because after Hollywood, I came back, and I found a wonderful, talented songwriter and composer who wanted to work with me. And so I said to him, you know, I want an album that can really help others to let go, to heal, to go through a grieving process or a divorce or whatever. And there's so many people out there who suffer intense pain. And I've been very fortunate that I realized at one point that I could make a decision. You know, I could choose to live with this pain for the rest of my life, or I could choose to create an incredible life. And that didn't mean when I made that choice, that didn't mean that I never had pain and never felt the loss. But I was able to go through the pain and focus on creating an incredible life and making my dreams come true. And so I wanted an album that was also going to help others taking that same journey. And actually, Journey Through My Soul, that album, once that came out, so many people, I received so many emails and messages from people who said, you know, we put that album on 15 times, and every time I cried, and still today I received an email from a woman who played one of the songs at her father's funeral, and she listened to the CD again, and again it was able to help her deal with the grief and the loss, and then move on, because that's basically the message that I wanted to say to people.
Yeah.
And so that started my career as a singer, and I started to give concerts. But while I was in New Zealand still, when I was about 23, I've always been very intuitive, and I started to do a course of Reiki. I felt drawn to that. And after Nico had passed away, I was part of a healing group, and I did Reiki on this woman, and I started to hear those tones in my head, and I had no idea what that was or what to do with it. So I didn't do anything. And then when I was finished with her, she looked at me. She said, Simone, I could hear those tones. She said, you're a sound healer. And I said, and I'd never heard of that.
Well, Reiki is advanced energy work, so it makes sense that sound would be a part of it.
Yeah, but when you've never been experienced or you've never heard of it, it's strange when you suddenly start to hear those tones in your head.
Uh-huh.
So that she confirmed that was interesting, but I still didn't do anything with it. And when I started my career, you know, when I started giving concerts, I came in contact with Chris James, who's a sound healer from Australia, and Tom Kenyon, who's from America, and I did some workshops with them. And that's where I learned what sound healing is and how you can use your own voice as a healing tool for yourself and for others. So that was a whole new door opening. And so Spirit started telling me that I needed to give healing concerts. And I'm like, no way, who am I? I'm not going to give healing concerts. I'm doing just normal mainstream concerts with a message, you know, helping people to heal with grief, but no, not healing concerts.
So you had a small voice within that got kind of loud.
Yes. Yes, it became very loud at one point that I said, okay, I'm going to do one. And then, you know, we'll see how that turns out. And it was amazing because the comments, well, first of all, the experience for myself on stage was so different. I did toning with my audience, and my guitarist who worked with me, he's not into metaphysics at all. And so for him, it was really a whole new experience. But he said afterwards, he said, Simone, it was so amazing, the feeling of being on stage and having an audience that was totally receptive, that no matter what you did, everything was okay. He could feel that peace and that calmness and that healing effect. So that was interesting. But also, I had people come to me afterwards that said, Simone, I came in thinking this was going to be a normal concert, and I came in with stomach pain, and after your first song, my stomach pain disappeared. Another man who had hip problems and can't sit through that the whole evening, he was able to sit. So for me, that was a confirmation that what I did definitely had an effect on people.
Now, this was a singing concert or toning or?
Yeah, it was a combination. It's
kind of like that song, Once Upon a Time in the West. It's almost a cross between singing and toning.
Exactly, and that's what I feel that my path is to reach mainstream. And, you know, there are a lot of wonderful singers out there who do mantras, who do the Aums and the toning and the kirtan, and that's not who I am.
Yeah.
I'm really a mainstream-looking gal. You know, I perform in evening gowns. I love that. And my music is very mainstream. My new album has songs like The Way We Were, Summertime, The Prayer, Ave Maria, I Wish You Love, Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams, Don't Worry, Be Happy, and on some original songs as well, like Through the Eyes of a Child, Somebody Believed in Me, and True Love is Letting Go.
Yeah, I was going to say, your new CD has got all the contemporary songs, so to speak, that you had. All of them have, there's a vibration to them and a tone to them that's very unique.
Mm. Thank you.
It's very unique. The Ave Maria song in particular, Don's going to cue it up at the end of the show, and he said he would put that up on the BBS radio website for Cosmic Love. So into the next several weeks when people come to the show, it will actually be playing if they have their speakers on when they go to the website.
Oh, wow.
So, but we'll play that for the listeners today, the last about 6 minutes before the end of the show.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. And see, Ave Maria is special to me, too, because my father is on it again with his trumpet.
Yeah, oh, it's really sweet. It's really, and it's a nice Christmas song too. So it'd be good to have on the site the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, excuse me. Go ahead.
Well, I felt that I needed to use mainstream songs that people recognize because then they are already open. They recognize the song. They're open, so they don't know that when I recorded this album, the intention I set was to raise the vibration of whoever listens to it, of healings that may take place, that seed of recognition being placed in their heart, that they remember who they are. And actually, I had a profound experience with The Way We Were. You know, I think that's such a beautiful song from Barbara Streisand, but when I was in the studio and about to record it, I was thinking about the intention for this song, and suddenly I just felt this light energy presence in the studio, and I was brought back to the feeling of the way we were when we were in the other dimension.
Oh, really?
So the song is not about the way we were when, you know, we were younger or years ago. No, the intention that I felt with this song was really that whoever listens to this will be put up to that vibration of remembering who we were as the Christ light, basically.
Yeah. Well, pure intention, when it's pure, is otherworldly.
Yes.
I mean, it definitely is of spiritual realms. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's why, yeah, I really feel that my path is to raise consciousness of mainstream. And I can do that by wearing evening gowns and by looking and acting like a mainstream girl, and people come to my concerts thinking they just come to a wonderful concert to listen to beautiful music. But always my intention beforehand, I call upon the masters, you know, the archangels, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, all the healing energies, even the past loved ones and the guides and helpers of the audience, and an atmosphere is created where healings can take place. And it's an amazing feeling because once I'm on the stage, it feels like I become this channel of divine love. And it's incredible because every person in the audience, I just see their light. And I go into the audience and I want to hold their hand and I want to look them in the eyes. And I just want to see their God's presence. And in those moments, just something happens. It's really
there's some resonance. I think I'm sure that pure intention is the catalyst. I've seen some of the most amazing miracles with pure intention, and I can imagine the resonance that's set up when you're in that vibration with the audience, that there's some kind of a reciprocal thing going on.
Mm.
And so you set the tone, the frequency, and the intention, and that song, the way we were, that song really touched me. And
mm-hmm.
when you're mentioning that I listened to the album numerous times driving back and forth between Jackson Hole here in Montana, and it just that song really there's a spirit and a vibration in that song that just really is touching.
Thank you.
So your work with has gone through a phase from your first CD to your transformation CD, which was with more toning,
mm-hmm.
To your current one. What was your first CD like?
My first CD is also mainstream type songs, but
uh-huh.
they're all originals.
All original.
Yeah, all original. They were all written for me. So you have a song that's called Journey Through My Soul. You have a song that is called The Prayer. There's a song that says Goodbye Tears, Believe in Yourself, Angel, You Cannot Fly with Broken Wings, Don't Go Away. It really is a journey of dealing with the grief and the pain, but then discovering that you have that inner strength. Oh, My Guardian Angel, there's another song in there, because after Nico died, I got to know My Guardian Angel, and so I said to my songwriter, I really want a song about My Guardian Angel. And so it is a journey, it's an amazing journey for people who are dealing with some sort of sadness, loss, depression in their life. Although if you're not, it's still a really beautiful album. It's easy listening music.
Well, I like the way you've mainstreamed the master's vibration in your new CD with your original work on there also. There's some really sweet, and I wish I had time to include them on the show, but there's just some really, I like the ones, the conversational ones that you have. I can't remember which one that
oh,
is.
Oh, Gifts of Life, the poetry?
Oh, yes.
That's really
touching. And,
mm-hmm.
and there's just several those pieces that you have that are original works there are really touching also. But I can see your intention to, when I say mainstream the master's vibration, to raise the vibration of contemporary music
mm-hmm.
in a way that you've done that. But your second CD, Transformations, now, I've listened to that one, and I can feel it's like a more direct with the toning, these more intonations and frequency and toning. It's more freeform,
mm-hmm.
and that's touching also. And I really enjoyed that while I was driving. That would be great drive time music to de-stress after a day's work, you know, for driving home or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I really, which was like driving back from Jackson, because I had some pretty intense work I was doing there before I came back. And that's a really, the Transformation CD, when did that come out?
Oh, that came out about half a year ago.
About a half a year ago.
Yeah. It was an interesting journey, actually, because I went into the studio, Born to Fly took about 1.5 years. And that was when I first got into the studio. But that's been an amazing journey of constant change, because Born to Fly was first going to be an album with most original music and then a few cover songs, and then it turned into I was guided to record my toning, because every time I did my toning in concerts, people asked if I had that recorded. So halfway through Born to Fly, I was totally guided to record that toning. So I went into the studio and I set the intention, and I just open myself up and let the tones come through me. And so so that contains 14 tracks that of different toning, which is more melodic. It's not so much one tone. it shifts. It goes from one tone to another, and it's more a melodic line. And each track has can have an effect on a certain area of the body. And so then I thought, you know what? I'm going to make an album. Born to Fly is going to be an album that's going to be mixed with songs and toning. So I created that, and that was finished. I don't know, maybe 4 months ago or so.
And that's the CD that's got the, it's called, the number two one's called Purification?
Oh, Purification. No, actually, that the way I had Born to Fly with the tones and with the singing, that album was never released. Because Spirit kept stopping me. Everything went wrong. Every time I wanted to release it, the artwork didn't work. It didn't flow. And so I looked at it and said, okay, something is not right here. And then I was totally guided to make two separate albums, one with toning only and one with songs, but also like the Once Upon a Time in the West that you played, but also Summertime. Summertime is sang so slow, and it's got the humming in front of it that it actually is a total toning song, but it is receptible for mainstream. They think they're just going to listen to a beautiful song. So Spirit guided me to make an album that was transformation, that people who are into vibrational healing, they will get that. But the mainstream audience that is not open to that, when they listen to Born to Fly, they still get the toning, but they get it covered, you know, how do you say that, disguised in songs. So, that's why Born to Fly took 1.5 years. It went through this whole phase of different journeys. And
you kind of morphed contemporary into toning.
Yes, exactly.
Well, the we have a sound clip. Don can cue it up. It's called Purification, the toning example. And that's from, this is an example, you sent this over to me. That's from the...
that's from Transformation.
That's from Transformation CD. So this is a good example of toning. Don, have you got that handy? Hello?
See, Don already listened to it. He's out.
he's listened to it already. He's out.
he's in a different dimension right now.
There we go. Well, my feeling when I'm listening to that, Simone, is that it sounds like Indian spirit music, where there's and it's called purification, where it's, I mean, listening to that, and I remember listening to it when I was driving in the car. I listened to it again today, and it has that sound of an Indian going through some purification ritual, or, you know, basically invoking.
That's beautiful.
Communing with spirit. And you've got a whole CD of different versions of toning, and I guess you do workshops and seminars.
I do. I was very drawn to show others how they can do this, because basically sound healing is, it sounds very complicated, but it really is not, and everybody can do it. You don't need to have a singer's voice, a beautiful voice, and so in my workshops, I take my the participants also through a journey of slowly discovering and becoming comfortable with their voice, because most people, like me, have been told that you can't sing or that you need to lip sing or you're singing off key. And, I mean, it's amazing. About 85% of the hands that go up when I ask a question in a workshop, people have been told that. And so we also have this real, this issue of speaking our truth of who we are, of what we feel. And so there's a lot of blockages around the throat chakra. And so in my workshops, I do many different exercises where people can become more comfortable with their own sound, learning that their sound is unique and that without their sound, something would be missing, because it's in a workshop, we are like an orchestra and everybody contributes in their own way. And if that one person would be missing, the sound of the whole group would be different. And so I'd also do exercises where people learn how to release anger and frustration through sound, because expressing yourself is so important. And we in this society have been so brought up that we need to suppress our feelings. We cannot speak our truth. We definitely cannot show anger, because that's a big no. You know, that was a big issue for me. Every time I showed anger, my parents would give me the feeling that that was wrong. So I always felt that I needed to be this nice girl. And I learned later on that if I don't express that anger, it's going to bottle somewhere. It's going to store itself somewhere in my body, and it needs to be released.
So you're really talking about transforming the energy from discord or anger into harmony.
Yes, that's a beautiful way of saying it.
And I know that I've been trying to discover my voice, so to speak, and I remember starting out in the bathtub under the water with just my nose sticking out and my mouth. And there was a resonance when you're in the water and your ears are under the water. And I began toning, you know, I did that for years. And little by little, I discovered my voice. I didn't do my first CD till just a couple years ago.
No, wow.
But I think I shared with you the Franciscan Sisters tape on toning that I listened to and began toning myself. And there is a thing with resonance and harmony that when it's a when you participate in that process with yourself or with a group of people, that there's a sense of harmony that neutralizes what I call cognitive dissonance mentally. Or you know what I mean? That there's harmony emotionally and there's harmony mentally. And there's somehow a relationship. And there's a thing with toning that and that's why I loved your CD, Transformations. And I think especially your new CD is just Born to Fly. There's there's just a vibration or resonance, you know, throughout those songs that takes this contemporary music to a different level, and then the way you've interspersed with, you know, your own original work in between is just really, it's the kind of thing that was very comfortable putting it on and letting it do instant replay over and over while I was driving.
That's a compliment. Thank you.
It's a good de-stressor.
Well, that's what it was. Well, one of the reasons it was intended to do. And, I feel so blessed that I've discovered my voice and that I can make a difference in the world with it and help others. In my workshops I get people, nurses, hospice workers, massage therapists, even, you know, just ordinary people who don't really want to be a sound healer, but to give them the confidence that they have the ability to, because at the end of the workshop, each person will be able to do sound healing on somebody else. And so tune into another person's body and intuitively feel what tones that person needs to bring it back into balance again.
I think a lot of people have that gift, but it's undeveloped. And that there's a lot of people, there's a lot of indigos, but there's a lot of adults that are sleepers waking up right now, and they have these gifts. And I was really, really touched with listening to this new piece that you've got, the new CD. That there's just something between the lines. And your original work, it's a nice relief the way you go back and forth between the two.
Mm.
But there is a process, I think, that people go through when they engage their own harmonics, and of course you can't do a lot for anyone until your person, you know, more or less becomes in harmony or whole with themselves. And this process, I'm really intrigued with what you're doing with the workshops and the seminars. Do you have any of those scheduled here?
No, not at the moment, actually. I've been so... My new album is just... It's not even released yet. It's coming out next Friday, actually, on the 14th of December. That's when it's going to be released. It is available, although, on my website. It was just put up today. My website is justsimone.com, JustSimone.com. And all my music can be downloaded, single songs or the whole album, or order the physical CD, actually. And so I've just been, my last couple of months have been really focused on finishing my album, and I'm now scheduling my tour for America, to my promotional tour for Born to Fly, and so that will include concerts and guest performances and workshops as well.
Well, for those who are listening to the show coming from the Station 1 website on BBS Radio, if they go to the link on Cosmic Love, they'll be able to not only read more information about the CDs, and there is some links on the homepage for BBS Radio there at the top. But on the Cosmic Love site, there's some other links. One of them is testimonials of people that have experienced spontaneous healings, listening to your music. And that, to me, really interesting. And I just got that website up today. And there's a link there on the Cosmic Love bio page. And if people click on that and read those testimonials, people that have had this experience in your concerts and listening to your CDs, listening to your music at seminars, for example. There's several testimonials there that really just blew me away, and I can understand that. I mean, I was blown away when I heard you come out on the stage and do God Bless America at the Fireman's Ball. So I'm just I've always believed in the power of the sound and harmonics for healing, and I know there's I know you have a gift there, and I really believe a lot of people are waking up to their gifts right now. There is a big shift that's going on in energies and consciousness, and I would love to see more toning workshops, seminars where people can basically find their own voice or get in, you know, be able to take home with them exercises where they can process, you might say, harmonically, or and I harmonizing that cognitive dissonance or that stress or that anger or whatever dissonance that the world's full of it these days, it seems. I mean, you know, it's like we've got so much stuff blaring from the radio, discord on one hand, and cognitive dissonance, like, you know, war for peace kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the way I look at it, there's a lot of tension that's going to be released one way or the other, and this makes sense that it's just a very good way to release.
It is. It's wonderful. And especially I do exercises in my workshop too. They are for adults, but they're perfect for kids, because the kids nowadays, they have a lot to deal with because they are so sensitive, and they take in all the energies of people around them and actually of the collective mind, and so they have this anger and this frustration, and I give the people, audience, the exercises that they can, in a very simple way, just by jumping up and down and just, you know, making sound and shaking your body, that is already a wonderful, easy way of releasing that stress. And I'm doing an exercise where you talk in foreign languages and to express your emotions and your feelings. But what I found, too, in my workshops and teaching is that there are so many people who just feel really uncomfortable being themselves and speaking their truth, speaking their needs. They always feel they need to be nice. They cannot say what they really feel because then they hurt others. But people hurt themselves constantly. That is, I see that over and over again. They take abuse, a verbal, a physical abuse from others without standing up for themselves. And by finding their voice through toning, they're also finding their voice to stand up for themselves and say, hey, you know what? I do not deserve this. This is not the right way to treat me. And because when the more people are starting to totally be balanced in body, mind, and spirit, the less anger, the less frustration there is, because you immediately address to whatever is bothering you and you don't let it build and then explode.
Well, I think harmony in the voice is like coordination in the body, or, you know, there's a physical thing where the more coordination a person has physically, it carries over, you know, emotionally and physically. And the same thing harmonically. The audio is right brain, which is, I understand it, there's more of a spherical, intuitive consciousness in the right brain, which corresponds more to the audio functions of the body. Just as left brain, people are more visual oriented. And, of course, we're all both left and right brain, but men tend to be more left brain dominant, and women tend to be more right brain dominant. But my point is, there's a thing of harmony with light, just as there is with sound. And what I think toning does, when you work with the full spectrum of sound, there's a certain kind of autism that's conditioned into society. It's conditioned physically, mentally, emotionally, physically with vaccines and other factors, but they know that this autism is like a limited spectrum, and people get stuck on one. They don't have like full spectrum audio, and they don't have, you might say, full spectrum white light in their mentally. They operate on certain bands. I think what toning does is break that up in an audio sense. And like I say, cognitive dissonance is when people get stuck in the box and are like on one color band or another, and they don't have full spectrum light. But the same thing happens with audio, that people get stuck on certain bands or certain frequencies of feeling, and they get stuck with their feelings just like they get stuck with their thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And freeing up either one of them, just like coordination of the body physically, lends to coordination mentally and emotionally. There is a spillover, a correspondence. And, of course, body, mind, and spirit is when there's a harmony that, you know, between all three. And, of course, the holism is greater than the sum of the parts. But I really believe the audio is, there's a multidimensional thing with the audio that has benefits that all to themselves. Above and beyond. I mean, there's respective strengths to the visual full spectrum coordination, and there's I really believe the toning is, it's got, there's blessings that come from it that balance emotionally as much as anything. And I think that those emotions correspond to self esteem, you know, a feeling about oneself. Just like mentally, you know, the visual corresponds to the self-image and how people see themselves. But there is a way to become whole emotionally that, since we think, you know, with our feelings, they're linked. You can't separate them. There is a process, I really believe, through toning that can affect one's emotional well-being and a feeling about oneself, a sense of wholeness that will carry over to the way we think about everything. I'm getting carried away again, aren't I?
No, I know what you mean, and it's true. I mean, for me to even start singing, I really was so shy when I was young that I didn't put my finger up in class if I knew the answer, because I would turn bright red. And just singing has really helped me to discover who I am and become more comfortable with who I am, become more comfortable of speaking up.
And your feeling about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I believe that. I really believe that. And I don't know if it's going to work as well as for boys as does for girls, or, you know, for men as does for women. I don't know how many men are going to sing their way to wholeness. What I'm saying that is, I know more men are left brain dominant, and they tend to process. I mean, they feel with their thinking, whereas more women tend to think with their feelings, if you know what I mean.
That's why I've created a workshop for the businessman.
Really?
Yes. It's
that's great.
How to release stress in a few minutes.
That's great.
And I use music, and I use toning in that, and I get them to jump up and down. But I give them just very simple exercises to relieve stress, and they will all feel the benefit of the toning. And they might not practice it in front of their friends or family or colleagues, but when they're in the car and they get frustrated, I'm sure, you know.
Oh, that's
but
great.
You know, toning is like when you hit your toe, you go, you scream, yow.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's a release. And so they can use that as well.
Well,
sitting behind
the
wheel.
Well, you have that for drive time on the way home from the office, you know, like, call it embrace your feminine side. Your wife will love it when you get home.
Hey, I like that. This is a new workshop.
Just releasing that energy from the office, you know, it could include screaming.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. But even in the office itself, you know, creating time and space, even if it's just 5 minutes a day when you all get together and you all jump up and down and you all make sounds, you know, and it doesn't need to be perfect toning. You can just make sounds and jump up and down, and that release, and even to each other. And if you feel frustration, you just go and let that out. And because the good thing is that there are no negative words with it.
I think it'd be priceless to for that to be formalized into a process with exercises where people could experience how that works and as a tool. I mean, a lifelong learning, soul evolution tool, you know, because there's nothing more priceless, I think, than a person to be in harmony with themselves above all.
Yeah. That's the key to world peace.
That's the key to world peace. Let it begin with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I really honor your work. I mean, your work is just, I mean, it is healing. I mean, my experience with it has been, I mean, I've had enough background with toning and sound therapy and frequency medicine that I know the value of it. And we're going to have to do a wrap here shortly. Don's going to queue up Ave Maria for the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing what you have. And I wanted to mention that your websites for more information about your CDs are posted on the PBS Radio website under Cosmic Love. And for more information there, information on the testimonials. And I look forward to more easier and faster with this toning thing.
I'll do my best.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Simone.
And thank you. It's been so wonderful to be on your show and to talk to you.